The Ignorance of Youth. Title is called Little Darlings, but don't let that fool you. They're far from it. Back in the early days of adolescence, where you could drink what you drank, or smoked what you wanted, and you could eat sugar for hours, you also had to attend summer camp to give the parents a break. That's where our story takes place in Little Darlings. Camp Little Wolf. It's a story of high class meets low class, and girls in general at summer camp, spying on boys, trying to get laid. Tatum O'Neal and Kristen McNichol star as the Little Darlings pitted against each other in a contest of who can get laid first. Does it sound familiar? Of course, it's like many sex comedies, except this time it's from the female perspective. The time where I grew up with American Pie coming out in 1999 and all the subsequent Superbads and all the other Judd Apatows. It was refreshing to go back and watch this movie for the first time and really see 1980. They're trying to say something with Little Darlings. They're trying to give the female perspective that, hey, females just as perverted as males. Spying on guys, spying on having a contest to try to see who can get laid. The discovery of one's sexuality was told beautifully through the relationship between Ferris and Angel. Their friendship is the core behind the story of Little Darlings. And I thought it was pulled off fantastically. You get a feel for each character, Ferris, where she's rich, privileged. She seems to really like lie and overhype her experience, whereas Angel was more of a gritty. Like the opening scene, she kicks a guy in the balls as she's smoking a cigarette, and it was great. You give it right away, you get a feel for how Angel is, and her mom is kind of a slutty mom with her cleavage out and still trying to be young. Whereas, you know, Ferris, her family, they own the golf resort. They have the money. Right away, they don't get along on the bus. There's a big Forrest Gump moment where they don't want to sit by each other and they get in an argument. Then there's a food fight later on. So they keep trying to one-up each other. And then there's a contest of trying to get laid, trying to get these men that they are after. One is the coach, played by Armand Asante. He has to draw the line between Tatum O'Neal's character and him, where, you know, she has a big crush on him and he says that there's something there, but he can't. That part gets a little weird. She lies and embellishes the truth so she can feel better about herself and win the other girls over at camp. Angel, on the other hand, she basically pursues Matt Dillon, a young Matt Dillon. There's a funny scene where the girls are trying to break into the men's bathroom to steal some condoms because they want to play this safe. They don't want to have any kids, so they got to steal a bunch of condoms off the wall. One of those old school quarter machines where you put in and get a condom out. They steal that, but Matt Dillon and his buddies are riding up and they're on the other side of the lake, and Angel falls head over heels for him. So she pursues him with binoculars and spies on him and canoes to his area, and just relentlessly pursuing this goal of having sex. So they come to this conclusion, as you know one does when you're young, and then you hype up this thing and you realize it's not the biggest deal in the world. That's really what Little Darlings is about. This friendship, this bond, this growing into adolescence, and this fun summer camp trip. This brand new 4K restoration from the original Canter negative, presented in HDR and 4K UHD for the first time by Cinematograph, a partner label of Vinegar Syndrome. Let's go into the packaging and talk about the special features. Little Darlings, the first of Cinematograph's line of releases here. As you can see, you get a limited edition number here. A lot of cool stuff. Great write-up here. Technical specs. Very basic. Love the design here. Very simple. Straight to the point. Awesome book here. The pink and the... Yeah, two discs here, a UHD and a Blu-ray. And unique packaging here, where you just press it in and it comes out. I kind of like that a lot better than just pressing or trying to pull it out. Very cool. Very cool set. Very academic. Really enjoyed Little Darlings. But this is an academic release here with the books and essays. Feels very, it's very sturdy. It's also like bigger than your usual Blu-ray. What makes Little Darlings work for me is the chemistry between Tatum O'Neal and Christine McNichol. They have so many great moments together. Ron Maxwell does a great job directing. This 4K looks astonishing. Having never seen the film before, I have nothing to compare it to, but I can't imagine the film looking any better than it does on this disc. The colors really pop. Yeah, the scenery, the forest, very vibrant, very film-like. A lot of grain here, which I like, personally. Special features included here are audio commentary with director Ron Maxwell. This is new, an hour-long interview with director Ron Maxwell. Unfortunately, I made it halfway through. There was a lot of, mic interference. I don't know if the crew that recorded this had problems with the mic, but there was a lot of pounding and background noise that made it distracting. So hopefully that stuff gets fixed in future releases with Cinemagraph. Little Darlings, for me, stands out in the teen sex comedy genre just by having that female perspective, and its two leads are amazing. So highly recommending Little Darlings to you guys.